From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The heads of the CIA and the National Security Agency have been summoned to appear before Congress tomorrow. The occasion is a hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senators are looking into the NSA's domestic surveillance program. The session is the latest sign of Congress's efforts to move forward on two key national security issues, NSA surveillance and the detention and trial of suspected terrorists. Lawmakers say that Congress wants to reassert its oversight of these key counterterrorist programs, but as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, there are questions about how far Congress will go in an election year and how hard the Bush administration will fight back.
After 9/11, the president asked us to do everything we could within the law to protect the American people. Those were Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's words when he testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week. Gonzalez continued, "Those were intense, purposeful times, and we were committed to preventing another deadly attack," end quote. It was in those frantic days after 9/11 that President Bush and his advisors signed off on a number of aggressive counterterrorist measures. In the perpetual struggle to balance civil liberties and national security, security was deemed the priority. But today, 5 years on, that may no longer be the case, says Ellen Lapson, former vice chair of the National Intelligence Council.
Congress has woken out of their torpor this summer and decided that indeed, they do want the pendulum to settle at a different place on the spectrum, and that they perhaps waited too long to introduce some greater common sense into how far we want to see the presidency and the executive branch impose these new security provisions on our lives.
And indeed, some members of Congress are calling for the executive branch to be reined in. Here's Jane Harman, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
As the Supreme Court has said both in Hamdi and more recently in Hamdan, the president does not have a blank check, even in wartime.
Harman sees this as a critical moment to reconsider the whole political and legal footing of the war on terror. But the president and his allies do not seem to see things this way. In his Senate testimony last week, Attorney General Gonzalez made plain that he personally disagrees with the recent Hamdan ruling on al-Qaeda detainees, in which the Supreme Court held that the Bush administration violated the Geneva Conventions and U.S. law. Gonzalez also staunchly defended the domestic wiretapping program.
We continue to believe that the NSA program is legal. We continue to believe that the authorization to use military force is still a basis for that conclusion. And then, of course, that the president does have the inherent authority under the Constitution to engage in electronic surveillance of the enemy during a time of war.
And there are still powerful backers of this view on Capitol Hill. Republican Senator Pat Roberts, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, argues the emphasis must remain on protecting national security.
I am a strong supporter of the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and civil liberties. But you have no civil liberties if you are dead.
So far, Roberts' committee hasn't scheduled public hearings on either the detainee issue or NSA surveillance. The House Intelligence Committee has waded into the fray. It's held one session and has another scheduled for Thursday on legislation governing domestic surveillance. But Ellen Lapson, the former intelligence official, says she sees no sign that either a revitalized Congress or the Supreme Court has truly chastened the Bush administration.
I think in the big strategic picture, they haven't backed off, that they do believe that with the kinds of national security challenges we're facing today and are likely to face in the future, that strong executive authority is imperative. And so I think both the legal minds and the political players are still pushing hard to strengthen the office of the presidency as much as possible.
Juliette Kayyem, a national security expert at Harvard, believes that position will get harder and harder to defend if the years keep passing without another attack. She urges both Congress and the administration to take a deep breath and reflect on what tools they really need to fight what could prove a very long war on terror. That's especially important, Kayyem says, because the ground rules agreed on today could impact still more top-secret programs that she suspects have yet to come to light.
I think one of the reasons why the administration is fighting congressional oversight or any congressional regulation over these activities is that we've got to believe that there's a lot of activities going on there that we simply don't know about.
The window is rapidly closing for Congress to address these matters. August recess looms at the end of next week. And when lawmakers return in September, election year politics will be in full force. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.